Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Yeah, it's June already. A little June montage for you here. We always know when it's June because it's Laura's birthday. But some people, like, did you notice over the weekend, whatever TV show you watch, like live TV?
Yep. Oh, it's June already. Can you believe it?
They're like, what? Like, just this morning, I'm like, all right, it's a long Memorial Day weekend.
It is.
So does that mean June always sneaks up on us? I don't think so.
No. Again, though, I really like to mark the occasion of my birth. And then also Marilyn Monroe's. Like, I like to remind people that she was also born on June 1st. I don't know why.
Okay. Should we sing happy birthday like Marilyn to John F. Kennedy?
That would be
Maybe.
Fine.
Yeah, sure would. Anyway, what a crazy long weekend, though. You know, I enjoyed it. The weather, like, sucked for the first half of it. But we still managed to have fun at Knoebels with Cosmos Coin Dive.
See those kiddos.
Those kids are great.
Who went into the pool. Here's the thing. We had the coin dive. It was advertised as rain or shine. We weren't lying.
No, we weren't.
It was rain or shine. And the water was warmer than the air.
Yes, there was steam coming off
the
water.
There indeed was.
And we all know the crystal pool is always cold. So that gives you an idea how cold it was. It was 47
morning.
Degrees.
It was a chilly Saturday morning, but we had lots of fun. And then I have to admit, I went home, I took a long hot shower and a nap.
So did I. That's okay. Funny you just say that. I was like, you know what? I'm kind of spent and I didn't do anything. But those kids, yeah, we shortened up the rules a little bit. We made some changes so they didn't have to be in the water a long time and it was raining and stuff. Overall, it was fun. You see, folks, you still got to have fun. And I know you folks still had your parties, but they were in the garage.
That's
right.
You know
what I mean?
We did have a family reunion type party. It was great. It was in the garage.
Because you had to do it. And then all of a sudden yesterday, voila, it's summer.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Although it was still a little chilly.
I'll take it. I mean, I was
okay with it. The sunshine and the, like, in the 50s, maybe low 60s by the middle of the day. It was great. Yesterday
I was surrounded
by
people that weren't related to me as well. So,
you go.
If you went to an in-law picnic.
I did indeed.
They're kind of related to you, but they're not. None of these people were related to me. And I was just like, you know what? This is all right.
Yeah, it was a good weekend. I also spent a lot of time in the car.
Okay.
Drove to Maryland and back to pick up a new-to-me horse trailer. And
that's your birthday present.
Yes, it is.
Your horses give it to you or your family?
Everyone contributed.
The horses needed a new place to hang.
The ponies have a new chariot, so to speak, and I am very, very excited about it.
Very cool. Did you get to eat your hot dogs and your hamburgers and everything we talked about last week?
I did have a dog. I had some. My mom makes the best broccoli salad. I had some of that. I love broccoli salad.
Okay.
Had some broccoli salad, had some hot dogs. What else did we have? Watermelon.
Jimmy Fallon talks hot dogs coming up.
Oh, does
but
he?
Also, Fallon last night, I hope we get time to squeeze this in today. He did a song on his show last night called Eat My Carrot Slaw. It's about bringing something to the picnic and noticing that nobody's eating it. I don't know if it's ever happened to you, but Fallon has it coming up. We have good news. We have And There It Is. We have viral comedy. We have everything coming up.
We do indeed. And it's already a Tuesday, which means it's also a Try It Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
There's new stuff coming to Duncan. I think we'll get to sample some here in studio, and then I'm taking a trip to Lewisburg.
Woohoo! So stay with us.
It's Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the Morning. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
Wow, so much food at the Memorial Day picnic spread that you could skip a couple of things and get away with it. Or can you?
I don't know.
Was there something you skipped? Be honest. Birthday girl, be honest.
I don't like any mayonnaise-based salads at all.
So that was most of the table you skipped.
I never eat them. I don't like mayonnaise. I know that makes me a weirdo, an anomaly. That is not normal, but it is genetic, I promise. My grandma Washaleski hated mayonnaise. My father doesn't like it, and neither do I.
So it's like almost hereditary.
Pretty much. We tend to have vinegar-based salads, but when you travel maybe to a picnic for the other side of the family.
Wah, 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 wah.
Yep, I don't like mayonnaise. I just eat a lot of pickles.
I skip the three bean salad.
Oh, see, I love three bean salad.
I just think it looks weird.
Well, yeah, it's all
everybody
beans.
Was gobbling it up, and I was like, no, I'm good. I just kind of stood in the background.
I love three bean salad.
I actually did not eat that much just because of my diabetes. I didn't know what I should eat. Because everybody throws, like you said, mayonnaise. Mm-hmm. They also throw, like, hey, put a little sugar in the coleslaw.
Yep.
Like, boom. So, you know, so I kind of stayed away from that. But last night, Jimmy Fallon sang about going to the party and bringing a covered dish that nobody wants to eat. The song is titled, Someone Eat My Carrot Slaw.
Oh, jeez.
It's my first barbecue in 2 years. Can't wait to see my friends and crack some beers. They brought fruit salad and brought rum lemonade. But no one's touched the thing that I made. Somebody eat my carrot slaw. Please, somebody eat my carrot slaw. Heard someone ask, hey, what's that supposed to be? Well, my grandma's not, cause it's her recipe. Now I'm leaving the party. Can't look people in the eye. So I'll just throw it in my freezer till the 4th of July.
Yeah, save it. Just freeze it up, Jimmy. I don't think I've ever had carrot slaw, but I would imagine it's coleslaw with no cabbage.
It depends. Sometimes people put raisins in it.
What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. Mm-mm.
Oof.
Like a carrot salad. Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, the three bean salad's looking pretty good.
There it is.
News is coming up.
Tom and Laura in the morning, sports AccuWeather on the way. It's 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX. Some call it stupid news. We say, and there it is.
Simply because we don't like the word stupid.
It's true.
And there's a lesson to be learned with every stupid thing we do.
Always, always, always.
Listen up, teenagers. You're celebrating the Memorial Day weekend by getting drunk and crashing into a B&B.
Woo-hoo.
Well, first of all, getting drunk is wrong. Crashing into the B&B is really wrong. But wait, there's a twist.
Well, apparently a drunk dude crashed with us last night.
Matt finds this dude laying in a bed in our house.
Dude broke into the house in the middle of the night.
This silly guy found the one Airbnb in all of downtown Milwaukee, Wisconsin, loaded with cops. He woke up in handcuffs.
What if that dude stumbled into a bed with a kid or my wife? I mean, it could have been a different morning, right? Lucky that there's dudes that actually know how to handle that.
Yeah, you crash your car, you break into an Airbnb and go to bed. And the Airbnb's full of cops.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX.
Enjoy that spare bed in cuffs, as the one guy said. The house was full of vacationing cops.
Yeah, just don't break in anywhere.
No.
Just don't do it.
Don't do it.
Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura. 94KX.
Today is Say Something Nice Day. Happy birthday. You look wonderful today.
Thank you.
But it's the truth. I'm not just saying something nice.
Oh, okay.
So there you go.
I think instead of it being saying something nice day, it could still be saying something nice day, but it could be say something good day.
Say something good because it's your birthday.
That's
it's more
right.
a good day.
That's right.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there. It's also flip a coin day, so I thought we'd play around with our Alexa here a little bit. Alexa, what day is today?
June 1st is flip a coin day.
Flip a coin. Go ahead. Flip a coin. Go ahead.
Okay. Call it in the air.
Tails.
Sorry, it's heads.
Oh.
Loser. Oops, I just realized that June 1st is also Say Something Nice Day.
Yeah, don't call me a loser.
Sorry for calling you a loser.
Oh,
thank you. You're actually a winner. So what if it's only once every 3,215 times?
Okay,
good
whatever.
Job.
Yeah,
good job.
Yeah, you know what? Double or nothing. Double or nothing.
Call it in the air.
Tails. I don't know. Heads.
Sorry, it's tails. Loser.
She called me a loser again. Say Something Nice Day.
You're not a loser. You're always a winner to me, Tom. Always. You and that luscious head of locks that you have going on over there.
My hair is out of control.
Yes,
today.
It is. Please get a haircut.
Jeep hair, and I don't care, I'm saying. This is it. I got the top down on the Jeep. For
your daughter, who is getting married later this summer.
You know what?
Please get a haircut.
We're going to challenge this right up to the last day. She's not getting married in Philadelphia until August 27th.
I know. I am aware.
August 27th. So that means the 26th.
Get a haircut.
I may get a haircut.
No, you should.
I may not.
No, you should.
You already ran it by Taylor, the promotion girl.
Taylor said no. She said, no, we don't hate it. We don't hate it. But for the family photos, for the wedding album, no ponytail.
this could be.
No, it
could
not be.
This could be an ongoing Facebook thing on the Tom and Laura Facebook page.
No ponytail.
I'm telling you.
No ponytail.
Should Tom cut his hair?
Yes.
Or no?
We could put it out there.
We could.
But
like,
today is Be Nice Day, right. So we're not going to do that.
We're not
going to do that today.
Good point. News is next. Sports and AccuWeather next hour. We're going to talk about Costco. They're coming back with their food sampling.
No way, really?
Yeah. The pandemic is over, I guess. Costco.
I love those little samples.
So do I. We'll talk about that. We've got birthday buddies and a whole lot more coming up.
It's Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
So, maybe it's a honeymoon thing. Maybe it's not. Husband and wife decide to go parasailing.
Okay.
Today's viral comedy, and you might want to Google this because it's almost funny to watch as it is to listen to. One of you loves the parasailing, the other not so much.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. Parasailing, getting it in, babe. Look, smile.
I don't like
it
at
all.
Look at this. 600 feet in the air. There's Catalina Island right there.
Oh.
Going to the station. Can't beat it. My wife's over here having a blast.
Yes, she is.
This is legit.
No, I hate it. Oh, my God.
Cold breeze, flying in the air, just chilling. Vacation.
Okay, turn it off, please.
Oh, poor thing.
She wants him to turn the video off because she's obviously scared to death. And he's like, my wife is over here enjoying it. Hey, you big dummy.
No, here's the thing. yeah. So way back when, Keith and I stood on a rock in Norway. Do you remember that photo?
Yeah, yeah. The rock that if you fall off, you never really touch bottom.
Yep, you die. Yeah. So that was like something that I wanted to check off the bucket list.
Yeah.
Keith is terrified of heights.
Right.
This is the prime example of true love. Thank you, Keith, though, for standing on that rock.
He did it.
He did. 3 years ago, it was our 10th, like, it was our 10th wedding anniversary.
And he lived.
And he did, and he was shaking the whole time. And literally, he was like, okay, one photo, and we handed it to a Russian couple that we literally met hiking on up there. And we were like, okay. And he got off that rock, and he said, never again.
You know, and that's an extreme situation.
Indeed.
Because that's what the two of you are. But I mean, if we could simplify it, if you want to go on the Phoenix at Knoebels,
sure,
and your spouse doesn't, don't drag them on.
Yeah.
It's not going to end well.
It's one of those things where at the end of the day, don't force your partner into stuff. But every once in a while, they'll step up to the plate. So then you have to publicly, and luckily I have a radio station at my disposal, say yeah. Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you, thank you.
And hey, hubby. Yeah. Yeah, you're having a great time.
Oh, no.
6 feet in the air.
Yeah.
There's Catalina Island right there.
Listen to her.
Vacation. Can't beat it.
Stop talking about how high in the air you are.
Having a blast.
Yeah, and then your wife is having a blast?
This is legit.
No, I hate it.
No, it's not legit. She hates it. Stop it.
Poor thing.
Today's lesson for the day. On the way, a late night soundbite. Hey, well, guess what, folks? They're gonna start with the free samples in the Costco again. Probably in the
Where is the closest Costco?
New York State, I think.
Or is it in Harrisburg?
Is there one in Harrisburg? If there is,
I think there's one in Harrisburg.
I think there's one across the border, but I would
imagine
somebody
call in and tell us. I can Google it.
Costco, you could Google it. Sam's Club probably doing the same thing. My late great father used to go to Sam's Club only for the food.
So did my pop-up Washaleski.
Yeah.
It was his favorite thing.
And you know what my dad would do? He would circle around. They'd be giving out sausage or something.
Mm-hmm.
He would eat it. Then he'd circle around the aisle and he'd take his hat off and go back.
Stop it.
Like he's going to be a totally different guy because he wasn't wearing his
hat.
The
closest is indeed in Harrisburg.
Is there one?
Harrisburg.
What
yes.
is it? Tell us.
It's in the Paxton Town Center.
All right, let's go. We're going and we're going to eat free cheese and sausage.
Actually, our show's over at 9, and they conveniently open at 10, and it's about an hour drive.
There it is. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Tom and Laura. 94.1 WQKX.
Time to sing along with birthday buddies, or maybe we'll just talk it through. It's a Monday, Tuesday. Is that what you call it, or is it a Tuesday, Monday? Everybody thinks it's Monday, but it's Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday, Monday.
Mm-hmm. It is June 1st.
It is indeed.
It is Laura's birthday.
Yes, it is.
Do you reveal how old you are today?
I am 39 years young.
This is it. Next year, lordy, lordy, Laura's 40.
Sweet. I can't wait. I'm super excited about it. I feel like my
I don't really see it in your face.
My fourth decade is going to be the best one ever. Seriously, 40, yeah. Boom, the year that I summit Kilimanjaro.
Okay,
the husband knows this.
Yeah.
Headed to Africa in probably 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Provided that we can go with all of the rules and regulations and things, and we'll have to get like a vaccine passport thing apparently. But cool, whatever. I'm going to do it.
I'll be 62 the year I surprise the world and retire and vanish and no one ever finds me again.
I'll know where you are, but I will never disclose the location.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You for that. No, I'm going to be around for a while. Let's check the musical birthdays. She is 47 years old today. The girl I love to hate, Alanis Morissette.
I love Alanis. I knew it was her birthday as well. Her, Marilyn. There are a couple of good people born on June 1st. My buddy Mike Schaffler. My buddy Mike Patrick. We all share a birthday.
All?
Mm-hmm.
On June 1st.
Yep. Wow. Rose Feudale. Who else? She's listening in Baltimore sometimes on the app.
You live. You get old. You are a birthday body.
Feel free.
Also, this goes back a while.
The Stones.
Yep, Ron Wood of the Rolling Stones.
There you go.
Originally in the band Faces. He is 74 years old today. Yeah, he's, Like most of the Rolling Stones, we love the Rolling Stones, but like most of the Rolling Stones, they were ugly when they were young, and they're even uglier when they get older.
That's all right. They sure can play.
Yes, they can.
It's all that matters.
Speaking of old, Pat Boone is 87 years old today. I didn't even know he was still alive.
I had no idea. Sorry.
They called him the white Elvis Presley until people realized Elvis Presley was white, too. But he once opened for
they
Elvis.
They are both white.
Yeah. He opened for Elvis once at a very young age, and now he's 87. And might I say, he looks 87. So I'm looking at him here on the screen.
Aw, he's sweet looking, though. He was a looker back in the day.
Back in the day, yes. Now he looks like your grandpa.
Dreamy. Okay,
dreamy. Happy birthday, dream girl. There you go.
Thank you.
Those are the musical birthdays. Now it's time for Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies.
Happy birthday to Amanda Runkle. She's 36 years old today.
A very happy birthday to Angela Hines. Turns 41 today.
Ashley Marino from Sealands Grove, 37.
Christopher James. Lordy, Christopher's 40.
Isn't he like an actor, Christopher James?
I think so.
Okay. Elizabeth Snyder from Sunbury, 62 today.
Greg Kozak turns 35.
Happy birthday, Jennifer Heinzelman from New Berlin. She's 44 today.
Karen Levins from Cole Township turns 49.
Karen Noggle, my buddy from Norrie, is 55.
Kimberly Evans turns 38.
Oh, we'll skip that next one.
That would be me.
Oh, and the one after that.
That would also be me.
Oh, how many are on here? Oh, Matt Wenrick from Sealands Grove is 30 today.
Matthew Amorose from Mount Carmel turns 54.
Neil Hockenbrock from Winfield, 56.
Nikki Bilger from Mifflinburg turns 33.
Hey, happy birthday to my buddy Rick Kurtz from Norrie. He's 51.
Sherry Miller from Sunbury turns 54.
Happy birthday, Todd Williams from Sunbury, 49.
Tony Herb turns 42 today from Shamokin. Happy birthday.
Uh-huh. And happy birthday, Tracy Fessler from Norrie. She's 51 today.
Listen, folks, you all have the best birthday.
There it is, because you share it.
The best one.
You share it with... two names that we skipped, Laura Washaleski and Laura Good.
That's correct.
Who happened to see the same human right across the counter from
Indeed,
you.
Indeed.
I can't find anybody on the text club because that's probably because it's not working properly again. But
I'm
anyway.
Double checking the book of faces, but a happy birthday shout out to my birthday sharers. Let's see. Mike Schaffler lives across the street from my parents. Happy birthday, Mike. Also Mike Patrick and Rose Feudale. A very happy birthday.
Everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always text us at 49330. But reminder, please use the keyword birthday. Mm-hmm. Also call us up on the Board Fun Line, or you can message us on the 94KX Facebook page.
Each and every day at about this time,
it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX. You heard the news.
Striking news, everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
Becoming a first-time parent is incredibly difficult.
Yes.
It also is one of life's most beautiful moments.
Mm-hmm.
It could also be one of life's most expensive.
Yeah, well, yeah, you got lots to buy.
So a couple in Los Angeles, remember how hard it was to be a first-time parent? So they went around hiding $1,000 of cash in diaper boxes and formula cans at Target stores to help new parents out.
When we had our first child after we recently got married, we struggled to make ends meet, just like most new parents, I think. We really wanted to make things a little easier, hopefully brighten their day, hopefully inspire others to kind of, you know, spread joy and kindness. Raising two young children, it's really important for us to let our children know that, you know, kindness matters and that you never know what somebody's going through.
Hats off to that couple.
Right? They ended up hiding $10,000.
Wow.
Essentially gifting 10 different families a grand as they start their journey into parenthood.
Patrick and Crystal Dunahay.
Isn't that awesome?
That's good news.
It is. Now we're headed to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, where we should never say never.
Okay.
A 71-year-old grandma fulfilled a lifetime dream just this past Friday.
Mm.
Marianne Wickmeyer was one of the 400 graduates from DeSales University.
Yay!
She received her degree during the ceremony on Friday. She said she always had been too busy working and raising her 3 sons and 6 grandchildren to pursue higher education.
No kidding.
So during lockdown, she found herself with a ton of time.
Yeah.
Decided, you know what? I'm going to get my degree. This is the best quote. I just used to tell people, if I only had that degree like the Scarecrow from The Wizard of Oz.
Aww.
If I only had that degree, I'd be smart. Well, she used to joke about it, and now she has that degree.
She's smart now. And, you know, I have a kid that has a degree from there, and she didn't pay her college loans yet.
Oh, that's
no. Another story.
Oh,
I love DeSales University. Love it.
So DeSales basically graduated 400 students, and Marianne was one who graduated with honors, her degree in philosophy and theology to enrich herself.
That's great news. Way to go.
Last but not least, Memorial Day weekend, of course, happened across the valley right here in central Pennsylvania.
I love a band.
So
I love
do I. That is the Sunbury City Band playing in downtown Sunbury. Celebrations, of course, occurred throughout the valley in both Sunbury and in Northumberland. The American Legion Post held their parade and services at the Spruce Street Cemetery. Also in Northumberland, Father John Hoke, a U.S. Air Force veteran, spoke of his father, a World War II soldier. Numerous other participants and observers saw parade and observance in Riverview Cemetery. And I think that's amazing for a
news.
Memorial Day weekend.
Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
It is June 1st.
Cannot believe it, can you?
You believe it is June 1st already?
Hard to believe it's June already, right? Hard to believe June 1st is already here.
Hard to believe today is June 1st.
I can't believe it's already June.
Can you believe it's June 1st already?
It's hard to believe it's June 1st.
Stop!
I can't believe it's June 1st.
I can't believe it's June.
I know, June 1st.
Will you just stop? Count how many times you hear this phrase today when you go to work. I mean, Memorial Day is always near the end of May. So why does June 1st sneak up on us?
I feel like it is in reference to maybe the day of my birth.
You see?
No, I'm kidding. No.
You think Good Morning America would give you a shout out?
Oh my God, I would die. Actually, I prefer the Today Show.
There you go. It is
I
June
like
1st.
NBC.
So don't let it sneak up on you, but play a little game with yourself today where you count how many times. Like, for instance, I have a Zoom meeting this morning at 9:30, and I know the first thing is,
it's June! Oh, my God, it's June!
I'm going to be like...
Actually, in everyone's defense, May did go by incredibly quickly. Seriously.
You think?
Yes. I think that the month of May went by in a snap.
Okay. Well, maybe.
It didn't feel very May-like. It was cold.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yesterday was beautiful, but it was chilly, so I'm waiting for the summer weather to come about.
That could be it. It is graduation time. We want to congratulate Shamokin and Milton High Schools. They graduate today. And you said your sister wraps up another year at SoCo.
That's right. SoCo teachers are done today. So congratulations to all of the teachers at Southern Columbia for braving the year.
Yes. We thank all teachers for toughing out another year.
Especially one such as the past one. Seriously.
Yeah.
Oof.
It was tough. Jimmy Fallon did another round of thank yous, holiday weekend and graduation-wise.
Thank you, coolers full of beer, for making it feel like I'm playing an adult claw machine.
There is that.
Sour. And thank you, graduation, for being the only time it's normal to take life advice from someone in a silk robe.
Yeah, don't just make that once and done.
Thank you, mosquito repellent candles to give me something nice to smell while I continue to get attacked by mosquitoes.
Citronella, what is it, really, right? Yeah.
Thank you. Corn holders shaped like corn for being the vegetable version of a rock star wearing his own band's shirt. you know what, you like corn.
Yeah.
Thank you, couples vacations, for almost always ending the same way, four singles vacations.
Jimmy Fallon's thank yous. News is up next.
Sports and AccuWeather on the way. It's Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura in the Morning. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
We love Try It Tuesday, don't we? You love it when you're at home making a souffle or something.
I do indeed. Or, you know
I
what?
I love it so when people bring in free food. That's what I love.
Listen, the parade that just came through the door in the form of Mel, the marketing coordinator from Dunkin' Donuts. We have Danielle on the line, manager over in Lewisburg at Dunkin' Donuts. And there is enough food, donuts, and dare I say it, brand new refreshers for a small army.
Danielle, thank you. How's that?
You're welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing great. There's
six flavors of refreshers. Six flavors, right?
Yes. Yep.
Wow. So tell us about these, because the coconut refreshers have been out, but just in time for the Memorial Day weekend, the brand new lemonade refresher came out. And dare I say, they're very colorful and pretty.
Yeah,
they are. And we actually have the original ones with green tea also, the iced green tea.
Ooh, okay.
So you can just do, like, original, you could do the coconut ones or the lemonade ones that just came out.
You know, it's a short work week this week, so if you stop at Dunkin' Donuts for a refresher every day, you'll still go into next week without trying them all. That's pretty cool. All right.
Tell me, what kind do you have over there?
Tell me what this is. It's red, and it's really nice.
It's purpley.
I'm thinking it's lemonade.
Let me see that.
Pomegranate? Is that what you think it is, Danielle?
We have a blueberry lemonade, blueberry pomegranate.
Okay.
What are the other flavors?
There's a peach one, and then there's also strawberry.
Oh, okay. That's the orange one. I want the orange one. Oh, I'm going to try that one.
Oh, this is
delicious.
Real good.
Delicious.
Oh, my. Thank you so much, Danielle. This is going to pick me up this morning.
Oh, good.
Coming up later on this morning, Laura will be heading to Dunkin' Donuts to do a Facebook Live on a Try It Tuesday. But kind of a double whammy here. You drop some off, and then we'll do Facebook Live later on. I see boxes over there, too.
Well, they brought, of course, an assortment of donuts for us, because how can you bring something from Dunkin' Donuts and not bring a dozen assorted? Seriously. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And tell us about these berry munchkins.
Berry powder. Yep. They're just in time for the summer also.
Okay, so it's a berry treat inside a munchkin?
No, it's the powder on the outside.
Ooh,
is berry flavored.
Okay. Yeah.
I got to open the box, man.
Tom, no, we're supposed to share with our coworkers.
I know. I won't eat them all. I promise.
Don't do it.
And they're pretty in pink, too.
Yay. Now, Danielle, when I come and visit later on this morning, probably around 9:30, we'll be going Facebook Live. The Lewisburg store has something that no other store in the area has. What is that?
Yes. They have our new tap system for the beverages. We were just remodeled up there a couple months ago. And so they have our new coffee system in there with the tap.
So coffee on tap.
Mm-hmm. Iced coffee. Yep. We have a nitro.
Wow.
All our iced tea comes through there.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward. I love me some Dunkin' iced tea. That is one of my favorites. Unsweetened with lots of lemon. Mm. So I'm looking forward to visiting later on today. And these bear... Thomas.
Look who opened the box while you were talking on the radio.
Danielle, he can never wait. He can... And you know what? I need to take pictures of that yet.
Okay, and they are pretty pink munchkins. They're pink. Look at them.
Munchkins are awesome. I love munchkins.
All right. Well, Danielle, thank you for being part of the show this morning, and thanks for the delivery. That was very nice.
You're very welcome.
And I'm looking forward to seeing you and Gabby later on this morning at Dunkin' in Lewisburg.
Yeah.
It's a Try It Tuesday. Thank you so much for the all-new lemonade refreshers.
Okay, we'll see you then.
94.1 WQKX. Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
We do have some Memorial Day weekend statistics. Laura, did you know that 37% of Americans barbecued drunk?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, it's a party. You're not going anywhere. You're on your deck. You're on your
exactly.
patio. What the heck? There's no such thing as a, well, BUI is boating under the influence. It's not barbecuing.
Be careful. Be careful.
Yeah, so barbecue. Now, the survey also shows, as we make a joke out of this, yeah, Laura says, be careful. You are four times more likely to get hurt while barbecuing drunk.
Yep.
Yep, accidentally stick your hand on the grill there.
That's also why we don't play with fireworks while imbibing.
Yeah, and 4th of July is coming. Only 6% of people say they've never had beverages while barbecuing at the grill, compared to 25% of people who drink while grilling, but not in excess. So please don't. Men are 55% more likely to have an accident while grilling than women. Any thoughts on that birthday, girl?
Listen, women know to cook everything and pre-plan and then get to the booze.
Okay, very smart. And more than 1 in 5 people say they've gotten food poisoning at someone else's barbecue. You think that's premeditated?
Hey. No. I think what happens is food sits out too long.
That mayonnaise stuff.
Yes, the mayonnaise-y stuff sits out too long. It's always an accident.
Yeah. Hey, Uncle Larry, have some potato salad. It's been sitting there since noon. Yeah. It's 7 o'clock at night, and Uncle Larry has his third helping of potato salad, only to go to the hospital. Hopefully you had a good Memorial Day weekend. And are you having a good day today, Laura Good?
Heck yeah, I'm having a good day today. Look at what Duncan brought us.
You think it was your birthday or something?
It is. But it's also a Try It Tuesday.
There it is. News is coming up next.
Sports and AccuWeather. It's all with Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
Short work week. We can't say it enough. That means somebody better get out in the front yard and put a tent up, because Thirsty Thursday is going to be here before we know it.
Actually, tomorrow's already Wednesday, which means
there you go.
The day after that is Thursday, which means we welcome yet another River Rat Brew Trail Brewery to our tasting tent.
Yes, and that happens Thursday, and we go Facebook Live from the front yard as well, as we count down to the Milton Beer Fest 2021. Get your tickets, man, because you know what's going to happen at the last minute. People are looking at their phones. Mm-hmm. They see the weather's going to be nice. Mm-hmm. Boom, it's going to blow up.
The thing is, tickets are limited this year. Mm-hmm. It's a coming out of COVID kind of celebration. However, there's not the normal couple thousand. There's only 1,500 available, and rumor has it on the street that there are less than 500 left. So,
You better get to that special website now.
MiltonPABeerFest.com. I repeat, MiltonPABeerFest.com.
Make sure you put the PA in there, right?
That's right.
It's kind of like our text club here. It could throw you off rail quick.
So,
MiltonPABeerFest.com, and we will see you at Beer Fest. Wrapping up this show on June 1st, the birthday of my partner, Laura Good, who is 39 and looking fine.
Hey, thank you. Ooh, thank you so much.
I got this new phone, and AT&T has screwed it up so bad it doesn't work. I'm ready to flush it down the toilet. This iPhone 12 Pro.
It's so nice,
which is supposed to be the nicest
phone. That has the good camera. It is. It's a very nice phone.
But they can't figure out why my cloud isn't working. Blah, 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 blah. But, you know, like you say, to make a long story short, I get this text today that says, Laura's birthday is the most important birthday of all. Well, who the hell is this?
He shows me the phone number.
And it's Boosha.
It's my mom.
Aww, that's like the nicest.
Listen,
ever.
She should get credit. She birthed me.
She should get credit. And,
right?
And perhaps on any given day, maybe.
Len Dog.
Maybe cost a little, but for the most part, she gets credit
for
giving birth to you. And let's not forget Len
Dog. Let's not forget Len Dog.
He was the easy part of the process, as they always say about dads.
But the mama birthed me, and sometimes I feel like you should reach out to your mother and say, hey, thanks.
Hey, thanks for all this.
Right? For all of this, right here.
Well, happy birthday. Any special plans?
I think, you know what? We're going to go and visit Shanty Secrets.
Oh.
Our friends.
That we did the Facebook Live.
Yep. Last week for Try It Tuesday, I reached out and they were kind enough to create a menu for myself and my family. So we are going to go and have a meal. It's going to be great.
That is great. That's so because it's like private.
It is.
It's like you own the restaurant or
something.
It
is. I kind of feel like I'm in on like a VIP. Shanty Secret. Yeah, hey.
Are they going to roll out the red carpet?
But honestly, anybody can do that. That's their whole thing is anybody can call them up and the whole space is available for a private gathering.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they'll tweak the menu, do whatever, so I'm excited.
Will there be cake with 39 candles?
No, there will not, because I do not like cake. I'm thinking there will be a vegan coconut creme brulee.
Ooh.
Because that's more me. Come on now.
Yeah, vegan stuff very much.
Yeah, that's more me.
Have a happy birthday.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And you know what? It's also Marilyn Monroe's birthday. You mentioned that at 6 a.m.
I love her. I don't know why.
She was amazing.
She really was. And such sort of a troubled, tragic individual.
Mm-hmm.
But had some amazing quotes. So the thought for the day is two quotes from the lovely Marilyn.
All right.
A wise girl knows her limits. A smart girl knows that she has none. So keep your head high, keep your chin up, and most importantly, keep smiling. Because life's a beautiful thing, and there is so much to smile about.
Wow. The late, great Marilyn Monroe. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye, guys.